96.5 KLH, Dave and Doreen, and we are hosting the Miracle Marathon. This is the 24th annual Raising Money for Children's Wisconsin. Joining us now is Haley Nichols, who lives in Appleton, Wisconsin, with her beautiful family. How you doing, Haley?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
All right. Tell us who your family is. How many kids do you and your husband have?
So my husband, Willie, and I have 5 children at home and 1 in heaven.
Okay.
We have a 10-year-old boy, Owen, an 8-year-old girl, Emma, a 6-year-old girl, Harmony, a 3-year-old girl, Grace, and a 10-month-old now, Deacon.
Deacon.
He's the one we're going to talk about today, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
All right. The story of Deacon and how he was transported to Children's for some very specialized care. Haley, what happened?
I woke up in the morning to Deacon throwing up. And I thought, well, I guess he has a stomach bug. And so, you know, we got up and were getting washed up. And he just continued to do that for several hours. So by the morning, we called the doctor's office and said, how long can he go on like this? And we just decided that it was best to take him to the emergency room, our local one here in Appleton, to see if they could do anything to help him. And all the while, we thought it's probably a virus. We were mostly just concerned, you know, that he was beginning dehydrated from not nursing and continuing to throw up.
Mm-hmm.
But on the way, my husband called and said, you know, the other day when the kids had those water beads still on the floor, I did swipe a couple of those out of his mouth.
Oh.
Maybe that's causing him to be sick. And even when he told me, I was like, that's probably not it, but I will tell the doctor. Because when the water beads are dry, they're quite small. And yeah, so I went in and I said, you know, my husband did say that, you know, potentially he had swallowed some of those if you guys wanted to do an x-ray for that. And they said, well, we can do one, you know, just to be sure before you go. And they did the x-ray and there they were.
Yeah.
And they found one in his stomach on the x-ray and one in his intestines, but they were no longer very small. They were expanded probably to the size of a large grape.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
And they said, yeah, we are not equipped to handle this here. So they recommended that we go to Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now when you got here to Milwaukee and you go in with Deacon, what do they do? I mean, you've told them, they see the x-ray,
right.
They know what's happening. What's the next step?
Yeah, well, they actually sent an ambulance from Milwaukee down to get us in Appleton, and we arrived in through the ER, and we were set up there initially, and they took additional x-rays to see what are these things doing.
Right.
Are they making him sick? Are they obstructing his bowel? What's going on to get a better picture? And they were beginning to find that the x-ray imaging wasn't like maybe the best tool to be able to see it, because then they only saw, I think, one. And it had moved. They couldn't see the other one. They're like, are they going to dissolve? Are they going to be slippery enough to move through his intestines?
Sure.
They set us up in a room, and they said, we are prepared to go in surgically if necessary. However, that's, you know, the last option. So they were really busy just researching about the Orbeez, and there's actually not a whole lot out there about them. So we were initially just really impressed with, we thought that they took a very measured approach to just assessing all the details of something that was turning out to not be exactly a run-of-the-mill kind of incident.
Yeah, sure.
So then whenever they were able to do the research, they were able to confirm that these little squishy balls are actually, they were traveling around, were they not?
So they were making their way down. So then they weren't in the stomach anymore, but in between the small intestine and the large intestine, there's like a point where it does narrow. And while they had some room to move a little bit, they weren't passing, and so they were obstructing the bowel.
Okay.
So after 24 hours, we just waited, and he just continued to vomit. And they said, you know, if they're not going anywhere, and it is going to be in his best interest that we go in to look and see what we can do to get them out.
Yeah.
So they took that step. They operated. And then did they find all the ones that you had seen in the ultrasound or the x-ray?
Yeah. So they went in and they said after they had opened them up, they found 4 water
bees. Wow.
But about, I think it was probably 24 hours after surgery, then he started throwing up again.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
And he wasn't having the bowel movements that they were hoping for. So we had to go in for some more imaging. And this was another thing that I really appreciated about children, was I felt like they were listening to my concerns or my suggestions. I had suggested, could we do an ultrasound instead? And they were between doing the CT scan and the ultrasound, and they said, yes, we can. We'll go ahead and do the ultrasound like you've asked. And if it doesn't show up, you know, what we're looking for, then we'll, you know, move on, and then we'll do the CT scan, which I really appreciated.
Sure.
I mean, I'm not a doctor, but I have had quite a few kids.
Right.
And
your mom.
Are pretty amazing. They can show a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Right.
And did it show anything? Did it show something different?
It did. So they went in with the ultrasound, and even then the technician there said, you know, this is my first time finding this. I've been researching. What am I looking for? I have the pictures of it here. She's doing the full scan, and boom. There it is.
Wow.
There was another Orbi in there. They actually did another ultrasound immediately after. They said, let's just make 100% sure there aren't any more. Boom, boom, boom. They're like, you're confident there's just one. They presented that information to the surgical team, and having done more research, they found that there was a similar case where another small child had a CT scan and still ended up not being the best imaging, and there were retained Orbis in that instance as well. So they said, I think we have everything we need just with the ultrasound, that we don't need to do the CT scan. And they went back in and were able to get it out.
They
weren't the easiest things to work with, is what we were gathering.
Right.
On our side. So they were working with the GI team to do a little bit different approach. They went down his esophagus, and they were looking down up to the point where the previous ones had been taken out, just to make sure, are there any more in here we're not seeing? Are there any that maybe haven't expanded all the way and all that? And they didn't see anything. And then after they removed them, they also flushed everything to, you know,
to make sure,
in case there was something they could rinse it.
Right.
Was there anything else? Were they all good?
Actually, when they went in the second time, it's just amazing how God works. They went in and he had, you know, been developing actually a little infection. And when they opened it up, they were able to see that. They were able to clean it all out. And because of the retained Orbi that was in there, it had actually popped open the sutures from the first surgery.
Oh, my gosh.
And he, which means that he had a perforated bowel. However, because of the placement of the retained orbi, it was actually blocking off all of the fluids from draining into his abdomen, which would have been a very serious condition to have to.
So the moral of the story is this. Those little water beads, those little orbis are not good things because in an instant, a little one can accidentally put one in their mouth.
Yep.
And the other moral of the story is Haley's a very satisfied mom when it comes to Children's Wisconsin. What would you like people to know about Children's?
When we first went there, we were receiving messages from other friends, and they just were reassuring us that we were in the best place possible. So just having presented here for the hospital here to say, we're not equipped for this, then to call another hospital and them to say, we think you should go there, that meant a lot to us that for where we're at, that they have resources available and the team available to handle more difficult cases.
Right.
And people were just saying, oh, they're the best. They're going to do a great job. And then even seeing, you know, being there, that they were just using those resources to come up with the best plan for Deakin specifically. It wasn't like, oh, we have A, B, C, D, but it was like taking on all the information, what's the best plan of action for him in this particular case, and then responding as different things were coming up after that. After the fact, we were also very impressed with Children's advocacy for safety. So they saw that these were a danger. They're mislabeled. They are advertised for children. There's images of like diapered babies just playing in them.
Oh no!
And so a lot of what Children's Hospital does is in the safety realm, and so they are actually seeking action to have better labeling, better information out there, so that these kind of things don't happen in the future. And they have successfully been a part of mitigating those types of risks in the past with other toys that are, you know, maybe not labeled the best, or people aren't aware of actually what could happen with them.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
That's good to know.
And we're glad to hear Deacon's doing well. I'm assuming he's back to being a little firecracker again.
He certainly is. He's doing really great.
Thank you for sharing the story, and we hope that it has motivated some moms and dads out there to donate some money.
Thank you, guys.
Okay,
bye.
Take care. Bye. Again, that's Haley Nichols. The story, of course, of Deacon. And how he was transported to Children's and received some very specialized care.
Right. She's absolutely right about those water beads. I mean, they look like the most fun toy to play with, but in a split second, very dangerous.
The Miracle Marathon continues on 96.5 KLH.